don't know, unless you just didn't feel good.
What I'm thinking about is sick. Would you say he got sick, or he took sick, or he was sick, or how would you say that?
He was taken sick.
Okay. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick where?
In his tummy.
Okay. What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
I haven't had much experience in that.
Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, "You better behave or what will get you? You better behave or..."
Or the ghost.
Okay.
We usually call them spooks.
Okay. How do you greet your friends on December the 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, "I'm glad I don't have to, this very far."
Carry.
What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell and it lives in the water and it can draw its foreheads and its...
Turtle. Turtle or terrapin.
Okay, well now, is there a difference between a turtle and a terrapin?
Yes.
What's the difference?
Well, I don't know that I can tell you that. The terrapin will come out of the water, and you can ride along the road and see where somebody ran over a terrapin.
Uh-huh.
They have the hard shell. They don't get as big as a turtle.
But
they resemble a turtle.
But a turtle stays around the water? What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins, oh my goodness.
And what about the insides of other animals? Can
nothing but liver.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
His chest.
What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake? A person gets in one of these to go fishing.
Canoe or a boat?
Okay. Now, would a boat have a pointed front or a squared front, or would it matter?
I guess the boat would be square. Canoe would be pointed.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, "That's certainly a pretty, of beads."
A strand.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really fought the other one.
I don't know, let's give him a whipping.
Okay.
Glad some of those things I've never had much experience with.
You're fortunate. Well, let's see, you could say one really gave the other a whipping, or would you say one really whipped the other? Would you ever phrase it that way?
Yeah. Now you could say he really whipped him.
Okay.
Of course, it means the same thing.
Yeah. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his
calves.
Okay.
I guess it's calves whether he squats or not.
I suppose so.